I've been married 20 years. Thank you. Thank you. I knew my wife was right for me because we drove cross country together and we made it. You ever try to drive a long distance with somebody you love right about Nebraska? You just go, you know something? I would really rather just walk. That's how they settled Nebraska. It was people who had to get the heck out of the car. Nobody's voluntarily moving there. I saw my wife working on her eyebrows the other day because she had an appointment at the eyebrow place. So plucking, waxing, just hours on it, and I don't know why. I don't know a guy on the planet who's ever looked at an attractive woman and then looked up at her eyebrows and went, well, that's a deal breaker there. Can't even believe she's out in public with us. The left one is clearly 6, maybe 7 hairs off. Thought I'd do something nice for my wife. I just, out of the blue, decided to get her flowers. And yeah, thank you. So I'm a guy, so I just go to the flower shop and get the freshest looking flowers. And I get them and I take them home and I figure this will be great. And I give them to my wife and she goes, they're nice, but they're yellow. And see, in the floral color scheme, yellow stands for friendship. And I speak for every man in the room when I say, well, who's hogging the color code wheel? Why don't they slap that on the side of a six-pack of Budweiser? Help a brother out. Actually, you don't even need flowers at a flower shop for guys. You just need posters of guys screwing stuff up. Then we can just point. I'll take a dozen of those. I stared at your sister too long at the wedding reception. My wife's always talking about my hair. She's always trying to make me look better. I love her for that. So she goes, your hair, it's always, you know, you got to do something with it. You got to get some product in it. You got to zhuzh it. You got to style it. You got to work on it, man. So the other day, I'm coming out of the shower, I swear to you. And I go, knock yourself out. She's there. So she grabs 2 tubes of product and she starts working it. And I can see her so focused. And she's like, boom. And she's doing this and plucking it and combining the products. Trying different things. And she's so focused, she doesn't say a word for 5 minutes. Finally, she just looks me right in the eye and she says, get a hat. My wife doesn't pass gas. I don't know what she does do. I think she just stores it all up, and then once a year she goes to New York City and inflates one of those Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloons. I tell her it's okay with me. It's certainly okay with our 10-year-old. We don't care. If you'd pass the gas, I swear to you, you would get up every morning, look in the mirror and go, my eyebrows look fine, from right out the door. I wouldn't care.